opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, that was a fun show. Thanks to everybody who participated. Thanks to Mike Florio. Thanks to Ndamukong Suh, who was horribly interesting. That was awesome. Thanks to everybody who joined us in talking about the Bears survey that was sent out. We appreciate all the information and the group discussion. Now we got to figure out what to put into it, guys. So get your plans ready. I want to hear what your thoughts are. Thanks to Russ Dorsey as well. Thanks to our producers, Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, Brandon Fryer, Jacob Stutz, and Connor O'Donnell on Twitch. And now we are joined by Lawrence Holmes and Matt Spiegel.
Can it have a poll, the club?
The ones in at Arlington do.
Okay, there you go.
At Jerry World, they had go-go dancers and
there
such.
There you go. A portion of the audience will be pleased.
Unless you're going to
do it. Paying attention.
With former Bears dancing on the pole. Is that the idea?
Whoa.
Clubbed up.
All those Matt Nagy acolytes from that year.
Bringing Club Dub to the people would actually be a fun idea.
That is a fun idea. But you only get to dance if there's a dub? Is that how that works?
I dance regardless.
See? Got to dance. I hope you dance. I think Garth Brooks said it best. Did he say that?
What's her name? No, it was a country artist. I can't think of it.
He had a big dance song,
her
too.
Her album was Did I Shave My Legs for This? Why can't I think of her? Dina Carter, I think, or something?
Sure. Let's go with it.
I don't know. I'm not good at this stuff.
I know Nell Carter.
There you go.
Give you a break. You sure deserve it, baby.
I sure need one.
She had something going on with Dolph, right? I mean, like, they had a thing.
He clearly was attracted to her.
Well, who wouldn't be?
You know, she came into his house, cleaned up his life, helped raise his daughters.
I mean, that'll draw
you close.
They made
it through that whole blackface thing.
Wow.
You don't remember that episode?
Yeah, of course I remember, but
Give Me a Break was a little before my time.
The one where the youngest daughter put Joey Lawrence in blackface.
That's too bad.
To perform at Nell's church.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
It was a different time.
It was a very special episode of Give Me a Break.
I'm surprised it wasn't the very special last episode.
It was important stuff to talk about.
We had an amazing moment yesterday late in the show when I asked Lawrence if he was being good cop or bad cop, and he said, I'm black cop. You know that. I'm black cop.
Yeah. Yeah, good cop, black cop.
And then I was talking, and I was realizing, wait, is there a black cave? Like, does Lawrence have an underground lair? And you said that you drive
the Blackmobile.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. That works.
Yeah.
And I've yet to take a ride in it. I want to take a ride in it.
I honestly have not driven. I haven't driven it during the week.
Oh, it's only a weekends only car kind of situation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, that's whew.
I don't know that this is a midlife crisis. I know you keep labeling it as one, but it just sounds too practical for me.
I do label it as one myself.
Really?
Well.
A midlife crisis, but it was a very... I didn't go buck wild.
Like, you're just not destructive enough.
What's the crisis, though? Like, you're living a good life.
It's a good point.
It's true. You can't take the money with you.
I don't have any kids, So
they're not stressing you out.
No.
You're not empty nesting it. Like, yeah.
I didn't even go into my savings to do this.
See, that's why I know this is not. Yeah,
this is not crisis-y.
Well, the whole thing. But the crisis. What does the crisis refer to in the midlife crisis? Identity, like trying to figure out who you are.
You get a divorce and then you marry somebody who's like 20 years younger than you, and then you get the sports car because you realize your life is halfway to being over. So then you're like, I need to recapture my youth with bad decisions. I just call that Tuesday.
I did want to get a car, like it's a car that I've kind of always wanted. I'm like, I should do that. So instead of doing Jordans or something else, I did this.
But also,
Leanne Womack, thank you, 630.
The things that
thank
she just
you.
Mentioned that led to the midlife crisis in that very speculated situation, I don't think any of those things were bad. Sometimes people get divorced because the kids are gone, and like you don't have to pretend like you like each other anymore, and then you find somebody new and you get a car because you need a car.
I do think that sometimes, like, if it's way like out of your character, like the car that I bought is nice, but it's not that crazy for me.
Like if you suddenly started wearing really loudly colored striped shirts.
I'm doing that.
You're like fluorescent striped shirts with like crazy cuffs. Parachute pants
started coming in.
Yeah, like your whole fashion changed and then you made a lot of relationship decisions that were different and then like it's a cascading effects type of deal.
But so far so good. It's been a lot of fun. Like even just hitting the start button. It's a lot of fun.
Feels good
with
that
car.
Hitting the start button. I've never owned a car where you hit a start button.
I'll tell you what, my 2022 Hyundai Tucson is all the car I need. We broadcast live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealer.
Tucson's a really good car, and considering that you have to squire people about,
yes,
that's a good thing.
I do some excellent squiring.
Lawrence has no one he has to squire about.
No, I do occasionally, but I still have a vehicle for that.
So the new vehicle is definitely not for that, because
it only has two seats.
I'd like to be squired in that car.
Well, there's enough. You could squire around Matt Spiegel.
Come on, buddy.
No,
road trip.
Squire me.
No, I think that is definitely on the list for when I get back from summer league. You get back from All Star break.
Okay.
I'll drive it in that day, and then I'll drive you home.
Let's go. Let's go. We'll go a little joyriding, maybe on the lakefront if they ever open Lakeshore Drive again.
He's on the way home.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 8-1-5, you get it. Buy a Corvette, starts wearing jean shorts with white New Balance shoes. People start talking.
Yeah, so I'm Layla, not doing that.
Layla,
cascading effects.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yesterday, we had a spirited conversation about the seventh inning stretch, and my ire And you are the one who've designed it. Have you designed the amulet, the Ire of Spiegel?
Dang it, no. Okay, I'm going to get on to this amulet thing.
So, yeah, but my ire, Lawrence was attempting to direct my ire yesterday. It was very interesting.
Your ire should be directed at the Cubs.
I did not take it well.
Wait, why the Cubs?
I did not take the ire direction well, but I thought of Layla and the Ire of Spiegel as it was happening.
Because my partner has had to go through a painful process to prove that he is worthy to sing the anthem. If
that's painful, different than the stretch, though.
I agree. But if you're inviting people in and you don't quite know what they're about, perhaps you should go, hey, so what are you planning on doing?
Hold on here.
Why are these two extra people here?
To where was the direction of the ire and what was the nature of said ire?
My ire was towards the lady herself who did the
Alex Cooper,
who besmirched the sanctity of our baseball home.
Pig vomit.
She soiled the sanctity of our home.
I think exactly. That was on Howard Stern.
Yeah, that's what that's on the why Howard I said Stern movie
moment. As Kevin Matheny.
So
you soiled the sanctity of my home.
Yes, yes.
You were just upset that she did what she did.
Yeah, I was very upset that she did what she did.
Which part was it? Because there's several parts I took.
She broke character for herself like if you're the one in character, you shouldn't be breaking it so much.
And she came out today and said, "You win some, you lose some." So she
I missed this.
She took that L apparently, but it gives her more content.
And she's laughing all the way to the bank.
Of course.
That's and let me just say this: a lot of people who are widely criticized in this town laugh all the way to the damn bank. You know, whether it's like media people who people may not like and whatever else, they're getting the last laugh on us.
Listeners, you can play at home. Who is Layla referring to?
No, I think a lot of people who get criticized publicly, I'm not meaning myself in this, you know, but I'm saying like there's a lot of people who definitely are laughing all the way to the bank.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I don't think Layla's necessarily laughing all the way to the bank. She's just taking a nice stroll to the bank. No, we're walking past people.
No, but I mean, seriously, though, there's
with a bag with the money.
A lot of people who get openly criticized a lot in this town. And I feel like, yeah, except you don't realize that they're doing pretty well.
Yeah, no, and she might be a Hall of Famer at the bank, you know, considering what she has built.
I mean, she's had to work for it.
She's like, got an early start.
The thing about the Hall of Famer at the bank is that you're working less and making more. Not you worked like Kirk Cousins, for example. He's a Hall of Famer at the bank.
Now he's worked his ass off.
No, he gets hit and popped an Achilles. He doesn't count. But Chase Daniel
does count.
Started 10 games.
I'm still waiting. When are we
doing it? Hold on to that clipboard.
We need the inaugural class to get inducted in the Hall of Fame of the bank.
And Monte Carlo.
Somebody in the NBA has got to be on this list.
Oh, there's several people in the NBA
on this list. I'm trying to think about like which NBA player would pop off to me on that list. Like, somebody who didn't deserve a max who got
it. Does Bradley Beal qualify?
He had to work at the beginning of his career. So, you know, we'll go through all of it. Here's what we got planned for you today. We're going to talk with Craig Council in about 20 minutes.
And we will ask him about PCA and the stuff that you guys were talking about as well.
Well, we referred to what you guys were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And also on the show today, we are going to talk with Neil Kotts about Bobby Jenks. I think that will be a lot of fun, and ask him about the reunion as well, to discuss the life and times of Bobby Jenks and why he was a very interesting teammate. When we come back, we are going to start things off by talking about what happened in last night's game and how you might have to put another thing on the list of things that the Cubs might need if they want to win it all. That's after Tanny's Open, next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.